Microsoft xCloud beta tests begin, and more coming up on today's episode of Delays in Tech News. Hey Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. That's right, this is Delays in Tech News. My name is Taylor Merrick, and if you're new here, hit that subscribe button right now so that you don't miss out on the latest. We do this on a daily around here, and well, the easiest way that you get notified of new show releases is to subscribe. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend if you happen to learn something new today. Speaking of new, well, it's not exactly called this, it's more of a public preview, but today's feature story that we'll be taking a look at is Microsoft xCloud, well, Project xCloud launches as a public preview in US, UK, and Korea. We have more information on that coming forthwith. We'll also be taking a look at Spot, the internet's wildest four-legged robot, is finally here, and you guys are going to get a kick out of that. And finally, in gaming news, we'll be taking a look at Broomstick League. Yeah, for those of you who've read Harry Potter or watched movies or are a fan of Harry Potter, well, they are bringing Quidditch to Broomstick League, so you'll want to be staying tuned for that. And in case you're wondering why I don't have any more articles, like I said, it's been a very busy week, busy day, and for the time being, we're just going to have a shorter show, so we can just jump right in, cover the latest articles, the latest news, and then get you on with the rest of your day, and hopefully getting to the point where I can get it back up to the 7 articles every show that I do. So, before we can get into today's show, let's take a look back on today in tech history. All right, today is September 25th, 2019. On this day in 1973, was introduced the first personal computer that I guarantee you never heard of. Microcomputer Machines of Canada introduces their MCM70 microcomputer at a programmer's user conference in Toronto, possibly the earliest commercially manufactured device that can now be considered a personal computer. The MCM70 served gained customers at companies such as Chevron, Mutual Life Insurance, NASA, and the U.S. Army. The company worked closely with Intel on the design of their computer and made very early use of the Intel 8008 processor, of which the basic design was used for the future Intel 8086. However, it failed to generate venture capital in the Canadian marketplace and market interest, and therefore it never got enough acceptance. And by the time the Apple II and other early personal computers were released, the MCM70 was relegated to a footnote in history. Also, on this day in history, in 1987, IBM announces the microchannel architecture. IBM announces plans to develop a new design for transmitting information within a computer called microchannel architecture, which it said could transfer data at 160 million bytes per second, or 8 times faster than the fastest speed at the time. So this was actually big news back then. Although IBM was hoping to make its system the industry standard, manufacturers of IBM compatible computers largely chose other methods, and for various reasons, and well, at least you know where computers had been going and where they wound up eventually today. With that out of the way, well, now let's take a look at today's feature story. All right, for those of you interested, yes, we do have links to every single article that we cover today on the show. Head on over to technewsgadget.net for all of that. You can click on over and see pictures, videos, whatever else might be there for your interest and perusal. Speaking of, Microsoft game streaming service xCloud launches as a public preview in the US, UK, and Korea, and we got them details for you. Google hasn't announced Stadia in a vacuum. Game streaming services have been in works for years with varying degrees of success. The technology to provide virtually lag-free, high-end graphics over miles of cables and Wi-Fi networks has only recently become robust enough to actually support this virtual game streaming service. Thus, it comes as no surprise that Microsoft today announced a public preview of its own remote gaming service, xCloud, available starting next month. So, the service has been in the works at Microsoft for some time. The company gave attendees of GDC and Gamescom an early preview, and we might have covered that on a show of what it was working on, and announced it a year ago already. With the release of the public preview, Microsoft wants to test how it scales up and see which issues arise when people who are not employees game outside of controlled networks. So this is why I called it a beta test. Microsoft is calling it a public preview, but we all know what that means. They're doing a beta test or an alpha test, depending on how things go, to partake in, well, the preview first, if you're interested. Just as Xbox launched with Halo, so will xCloud. The first games available to the platform are Halo 5 Guardians, Gears 5, Killer Instinct, and Sea of Thieves. More games are planned to join these as Microsoft is working on improving the gaming service, and I guarantee you most of the titles that will be transferred over, albeit quite easily, will be those owned by Microsoft, the gaming studios owned by Microsoft, obviously, or connected to the Microsoft architecture. To partake in the preview, here's what you'll need. You'll need a phone or tablet running Android 6 Marshmallow or higher with Bluetooth 4.0, a Microsoft account, and an Xbox One controller. You should at least have 10 megabytes per second down, and the company recommends a 5 gigahertz connection should you use the service on Wi-Fi. Access to games is provided via a new game streaming app. To improve and optimize xCloud, Microsoft also announced technical partnerships with T-Mobile in the U.S., Vodafone in the UK, and SK Telecom in South Korea. Hoo-hoo, I love the mention of that name. And if you know exactly what I'm mentioning here without actually mentioning it, we're going to be in for a world championship this year. You'll still need an unlimited data plan to reasonably play with, though, so keep in mind it will be pulling data, and the unlimited, guys, keep in mind, is capped by your data providers at certain limits. So keep an eye on the data that you're using. You might find yourself using considerably more of it than you think. So just be aware of that when you game. The public preview is coming this October and will be available in the United States, the United Kingdom, and South Korea. To sign up, head on over to Microsoft xCloud's website, click register now towards the bottom of the page, fill out a form, and then you can hope that you'll receive an invite. So far, the company says the service is free to test and hasn't announced pricing just yet, but I'm fairly certain that where pricing will wind up, I'm just not going to announce it just yet. Microsoft even says that it will be a multi-year journey to deliver this technology, so you can expect the company to open up the preview to more people and countries before releasing a stable version. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out. It looks like it's on the Xbox website. Xbox Game Streaming / Project xCloud. So there is a link to this in the show notes if you guys are interested, should you have all the requirements met for it. And well, if you get the invite, good luck and happy hunting. But let me know what you think. Are you excited about this? Let me know down in the comments. As for me, this is definitely exciting. Google Stadia, Project xCloud, all these streaming services testing out right now. I'm really interested to see how things all shake out, sort out, wind up. I know there are tests going on. It's perfectly fine with me. I don't mind public beta, public invite, invite-only tests for certain periods of time to test how things are going to be going and take care of all the variables. It's a smart way to roll out a product before actually rolling it out and then having to retract it. You know who I'm talking about, the Samsung Galaxy Fold. Need I have to repeat that? But yeah, that's my thoughts. Love to hear yours, like I said. But if you're not watching this via YouTube, you really should. But if not, I understand. Hit us up on Twitter. We are at Tech News Gadget. All right, moving on to some gadget news. Well, we got Spot, the internet's wildest four-legged robot, is finally here. So if you're interested, we are looking at a picture of Spot on the screen right now. And the reason why you're probably not looking at it is because you're listening to this via podcast. If you want today's video of the show, head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget. Otherwise, feel free to listen to this via the podcast. Most people do. Anyways, we're actually being broadcasted now in 90 countries around the world. So thank you for that increase in listenership. I really appreciate reaching all of you. In a cavernous, half-built structure outside of Boston, the author here stood at the edge of a pit, watching YouTube's most famous robot do their bidding. A flick of a joystick with my left thumb sends the quadruped forward and backward and side to side while my right thumb turns it left and right, motors whirring with each deft step. The machine clambers over rocks and tackles crumbling inclines with ease, sometimes sinking its feet into the dirt, nevertheless carrying on. Carelessly, they steered it toward a pipe sticking out of the ground, and the robot trips over it. I react with momentary alarm, but Spot catches itself and continues on its way as if nothing had happened. For years, Boston Dynamics had been posting YouTube videos teasing its scary, cute, four-legged robot, and I guarantee you've probably seen it, making it open doors for its friends and fight off stick-wielding humans. Today, finally, it is announcing that it is unleashing Spot, formerly known as Spot Mini, into the market. Spot is so unprecedented and so befuddling in its deafness that even Boston Dynamics really isn't sure what the robot will be good for. What it is clear of, though, is that Spot's introduction to the workforce marks a unique moment in labor, the start of an era in which humans work more intimately with advanced machines. So, a bit of disappointing for you news for you right off the bat. Boston Dynamics is leasing rather than selling Spot, and the company is being choosy about who gets to deploy the machine. It's currently talking with energy companies, for instance, who might want Spot to inspect infrastructure, as well as Cirque du Soleil, which is exploring Spot's potential as an entertainer, interestingly enough. So, the article goes on to say, on a typical job site, a manager might be able to peruse and document the whole operation once a week and make sure all the components are coming into place properly and that crews aren't, say, running a duct where there isn't supposed to be a supporting column. But if you loaded Spot up with a 360-degree camera, it could do the rounds every night, because once it builds an initial 3D map of the environment, during each subsequent visit, it can detect any changes. It can operate in the rain and withstand clouds of dust. Should it end up turtled on its back, it does some coordinated leg wiggling to flip itself back on the 4 feet. But because it conveniently lacks lungs, it can venture into hazard like asbestos-tainted buildings and so on and so forth, where it's expensive to send humans in hazmat suits in the first place. So here is Spot equipped with a unit as such. Now, how much will Spot exactly run you to lease? Well, it isn't saying really yet. According to the Vice President of Business Development at Boston Dynamics, Michael Perry, he says, it's about the price of a car. How nice of a car depends on how many robots and how long the lease period is. So I guarantee they're probably going to be speaking with, you know, larger companies along the lines. As with a car, the price you pick will also depend on the options you're able to get. Spot comes standard with 5 pairs of stereo cameras positioned around the machine. Its front cameras scan the ground ahead for obstacles and decide whether to climb over them or dodge them altogether. In addition to however you control it as well, it's quite interesting and how it works. Spot is in a sense modular. In a given set of sensors, it will qualify for a certain job. So if you're interested, to deploy the robot, the client has to be working closely with Boston Dynamics. And Perry also goes on to say, we're not putting it on Amazon and saying buy this. So customers using the base robot can expect about 90 minutes of walking time. And to keep the thing running, an operator can easily swap out the battery in its belly. And here's just a demonstration of Spot running around. Doing a great job there, not tripping over anything. It's goofy. Yeah, so there you go. I wanted to make this available for you guys I guess, hear about. Because if you're like, yeah, what did happen to Spot, that four-legged robot thing? Well, here's what happened. It's for sale, for lease, right now, at least so far. Get it? And it's probably going to be used in probably some construction, inspection, and hazardous type operations for the time being. But yep, there you go. Good job, Spot. Spot, bark. No, Spot can't bark. Stupid Spot. All right, and today's final story comes to us courtesy of WCCF Tech. And like I said before, links will be in the show notes for all the articles covered today. For those of you who have your Harry Potter Quidditch fantasies, well, you might finally be able to live it out with Broomstick League. Broomstick League is exactly what it sounds like, a fantasy sports game where teams of wizards face off against each other to dominate the virtual arenas with their flying broomsticks. Clearly inspired by Quidditch, it's in development at Virtual Basement LLC. They also created Citadel, Forged with Fire, and Outlaws of the Old West. You may have heard of Broomstick League before. If so, that's because it was once a mode available in Citadel, Forged with Fire. It was later removed and probably reworked on until it became its own thing. By the way, Citadel has recently been confirmed to launch on November 1st on PC. It's out of Steam Early Access officially, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. As for Broomstick League, the game will be playable publicly for the first time at this weekend's TwitchCon for those of you attending in San Diego, California. It's currently set to launch on Steam Early Access in the first quarter of 2020. The description goes on to say, Broomstick League is all about winning, with the added variety and excitement of aerial competition via broomsticks and targeted spellcasting. Use a blink spell to teleport into position and a blast spell to knock the ball out of your opponent's hands. While time casting can make the difference between a buzzer-beating goal or a soul-crushing defeat. A couple key features for the gameplay here is fast-paced matches. Looks like 1v1, 2v2, 3v3, or 4v4 with friends or online matchmaking with opponents from around the world. We also see a reflexive and fantastical gameplay. You can pick up speed while dive bombing to fly past a defender. You can cast a spell on your opponent to blast the ball away or use a blink spell and teleport to a more favorable position. Surprise your enemies and gain the advantage. You can also get character customization unlocked. Personalize the look of your witch or wizard with a deep pool of creative options. Unlock new broomsticks, wands, and perform a variety of taunts and dance moves to rattle your opponents in the arena. Also, well, there are some arenas, speaking of, experience high-flying sports action within fantastical arenas brimming with magic. Battle it out with giant trolls lurking in the background or score impressive goals while floating on the back of a massive flying creature. And it looks like finally, player progression and stats. For those of you interested in that, you can track your progress with the leaderboards, stat tracking, and player leveling system to prove that you are the most spellbinding broomstick pilot in the land. Oh look, they have an announcement trailer. Let's see how it looks like. And that's all I'm going to tell you. I can't actually play the whole entire thing, but if you guys are interested, there is a video attached to this. Otherwise, you can just search YouTube for Broomstick League announced trailer. So for those of you who finally wanted to actually play this game, yes, it's available finally as its own standalone system. For those of you who are fans of it, yes, it's joining the likes of, you know, Rocket League, but eh. If they did it right, and they've fixed it to the point of no bugs or minimal bugs, and they market it right, I don't see why it can't be a worthwhile game that many people can enjoy and have fun and play for hours at a time with friends and family and opponents from around the world. Alright, and with that, that wraps up this episode of the Lace and Tech News. Thanks for tuning in. New episodes every weekday. The Lace and Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let us know by clicking that like button and by leaving a comment if you're watching via YouTube. Also, double check that you are subscribed so that you don't miss the next episode. I'm your host, Taylor American. Remember, for the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.